Were they ranchers, farmers?
Farmers.
Okay.
Not ranchers, farmers.
That's an interesting distinction. We don't have any ranchers hardly in the South. Well, we don't have any in the South, mm-hmm. so it's something I'm getting used to, that distinction,
yeah.
that there's a real difference.
See, out on the dry land, the prairies, we didn't have a lot of water, and all the farming we did was just for feed for the cattle.
Yeah.
And they would stack that, and in the wintertime then, why, they would have feed for the cattle,
mm-hmm.
see, and that's the only farming that we did out there.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband used to kid me, when I came up here and we had all this water, well, I was always trying to plant something. If you come over home, you can see my trees and things. But he used to say, give a damn dry land or a little water and they go crazy. But he was always harassing me, you know, with that. Mm-hmm.
What was his name?
George.
George. And where was he born? He was born
here? He was born right there on the farm I live on.
Okay.
So, and the house is still there. We don't live on it, but it's still in the family.
Okay. And his educational background?
He was a senior when he quit, when
okay.
we got married.
When you got married. Okay.
We went together about 3 years before we got married.
So he was a year ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
he was born in 1912.
Now, his family originally was from where, do you remember?
It's all down in this paper, you can read that. They were from, his father was from Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
and his grandparents was from Iowa. They came here from Iowa.
Okay. And do you know where they were from originally, over in Europe? Did he ever mention that? Do you know?
Well, I think there's mostly English.
Sounds.
Mm-hmm. There was mostly English.
Okay.
So, but we do have the book on them too.
Okay,
that goes clear back. And, on his mother's side, not his father's side.
Okay.
Just on his mother's side.
Okay. All right. These are again a couple of pronunciation items. I wonder about your mother and your father together. What would you have called them? They would have been your what? Your would you have just called them your parents?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know as we, when we's growing up, when you live in a place like this, why, people know who your parents are. You hardly ever say, you know, parents.
Yeah, it's not something, a word you would have used a whole lot.
And it was just mom and dad, you know.
Yeah.
And if we would introduce them as our mother and father. But
is that what you would have called them, mother and father?
Yes, mother and father if we was introducing them to somebody, but at home it was mom and dad.
Mom and dad, okay. What do people around here call it when they talk about bringing up children? Do you talk about, raising their children?
Mostly raising your children.
So they would.
They don't say bringing up your children. It's mostly raising your children.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when they talk about children resembling their parents, how is that expressed? Do they say?
They'll say, "My, she looks like her dad,"
okay.
or "He looks like his mother," or "He looks like his grandmother," or something like that.
Okay.
You know, they always. This is one thing they always notice. People here always notice who the child looks like.
Yeah.
And there's some that doesn't look like their parents too.
Does that cause some raised eyebrows? Yeah.
They don't say anything then.
you mentioned you were born in this area. Were you born at home, or were you born?
I was born at home, and I asked my brother Dwight about it, and I wanted to know what time of the day I was born. I never knew that, and
mm-hmm.